What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome to a Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. I'm your host every morning here for the Daily Juice. We are always being brought to you by BetMGM, and you always find this podcast on bettingpros.com. Okay, so a 1-1 night last night. We had a full unit in play, a couple half unit plays at minus 105. One hit, one did not. State of Michigan comes in, the Killer Bees. Well, I probably should have gone the other way. I gave a team 29.5 points, and I thought that Bowling Green was going to be able to do something with 29.5, and they lose the game 38-3. So, yeah, not great. But, like I said, I didn't know, nobody really knew what was going to happen yesterday, except for probably the Buffalo game. That was probably the easiest bet on the board last night. And so we teased that down, got that right, but unfortunately Bowling Green did not do their part. So at minus 105, you know, half a unit, we wind up down 0.025 units, so really flat, nothing. So fun to watch, got one down, pretty much an even night for last night, not great, but now we're back here for a Thursday. Okay, so I have got one play, a full unit teaser coming at you here on Thursday Night Football. I have got a half a unit on one of the, half a unit in on both football games in college for tonight, and one player prop that I want to get into coming up here today. I know it's been a stressful 48 hours. It's been difficult for everybody. The tensions are just rising, unfortunately. But we're here to talk sports. We're here to talk sports gambling. And I hope you guys are having some fun on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. We are there. I'm there every day. We're building the community, and it's growing. And hopefully, it's been a little quiet for the last 2 days, and I understand why. Everyone's distracted, and there's a lot of things going on, and the games haven't been great and whatnot. So now we get back into it big time here with the Green Bay Packers taking on the San Francisco 49ers, and there are monster COVID problems. I mean, just insane COVID problems. I don't know what to make of this game, to be frank, to be honest. I don't like this play that I'm going to make tonight, but I think it's the only way to play it. I've gone back and forth like 18 times on this, and Nick Mullins is getting the start. You've got all sorts of injuries for San Francisco. You got all sorts of COVID problems for San Francisco. You got COVID problems for the Green Bay Packers. I can't believe this game's being played. I'm just going to tell you that right here at the top. I'm actually blown away that this game is being played, but this game is being played, so here we go. I mean, you're going to have it. If you follow me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt, you guys are going to see throughout that game, I'm just going to kind of go, I don't know what to make of this. I don't know what to make of this, because I just don't know what the Niners are going to look like. And I've got this weird, sneaking suspicion that the Niners are going to come out and play really inspired defense, and I just feel like that +7's too heavy. It's just too heavy. So, but I can't go and take the 49ers because they're so banged up. And the Green Bay Packers got embarrassed at home last game against the Vikings and Dalvin Cook. So it's like, you can make a case for either side of that 7-point line. It feels heavy to me, but it could, you know, if things go sideways, if Mullen starts throwing picks or whatever, then all of a sudden we're going down a whole different road. So before we make the plays, if you want to get an account tonight with BetMGM, it's a great time to do it, because if you guys go ahead and get the new account, use the promo code JUICE100. You bet $1 on either the Niners or the Packers to win. If either team scores a touchdown, you're going to win a $100 free wager, $100 in free bets from BetMGM. And Tennessee, I'm looking at you guys because you guys are into this now. You must be in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia, and Tennessee to be eligible for this. You must be physically located there, but go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older. Please gamble responsibly. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, so we've got one NFL game, one NFL game, two college games, and a player prop that I want to talk about here on this edition on the Daily Juice. So let's start with the game tonight in the NFL. And with the number of players who are hurt and or out for this game, this was hard, okay? I went back and forth like crazy on this as to, okay, what's going on, who's playing, who is out. I mean, it could be more. I mean, we've got Trent Williams, who's got COVID. We got Brandon Ayuk, who's got COVID. We got Kendrick Bourne, who's got COVID. George Kittle is out with a foot for 8 weeks. Jimmy Garoppolo is out with an ankle for 6 weeks. On top of everyone else that was hurt, including Raheem Mostert and Dee Ford and Nick Bosa, the list goes on and on. Solomon Thomas. I mean, it's insane the number of players out for San Francisco. They're 4-4, though. So they're kind of still playing for something, right? But now you've got COVID issues going on here with the Green Bay Packers. And you got Jamal Williams, who's got COVID-19. And who knows how many other players are going to wind up. A.J. Dillon's got COVID-19. Anybody else? Because that's the problem, right? Every day it feels like we're getting more and more players testing positive. Well, right now the game's on and the line is climbing. It was 7 when I got it. 7, and I think it probably closes at 8, maybe 8.5. I think this thing's just going to kind of go up and up and up, and because I just think everyone's coming in and going to be hammering the Packers, because it's like, oh yeah, there's no way, right? There's just no way. The line is 7, and Packers aren't going to be able to, or the 49ers aren't going to be able to stop the Packers. Well, here's what I did, okay? So I took the total, which is going down, which is 49 to drop to 48.5. I teased the Packers down to 1, and I took the 49ers, and I teased it up to 54.5, and I took the under for a full unit, okay? It's a minus 125 bet here. Full unit, minus 125, same game, two-team teaser, or same game, two-leg teaser. I know I've gotten a little bit ridiculous with this, but honestly, I don't know how to play this. I just don't, because you can make a solid case, and this is the thing with this podcast, okay? We are here, I'm here, to make bets every day, okay? This would be a game that if you want to pass on this game, I don't blame you saying, Matt, I'm not touching that game, okay? It's just, this feels like a no play, but because what we do here with this podcast, I mean, come on, this is what we do every morning, so we have to go ahead and pick this game. And I know it would be easy to sit there and go, okay, the Packers, but the Packers, the line was 2.5. If you got this at 2.5, bravo, okay, bravo, you got this. But it was pulled down, and they got put back up again. And now it's 7, okay? I teased it down, Packers minus 1, 54.5, and I took the under. Full unit, minus 125. Two-leg, same-game teaser for Thursday Night Football. I also went to the Betting Pros Prop Bet Cheat Sheet, which, by the way, last Sunday, the top three bets went 3-0. So Nick Mullins is the number one option here right now. Nick Mullins passing. His total at FanDuel is 210.5 yards. The projection is 257.1 yards. I can't do it. Okay, I can't do it. When you talk about the number of players who are out here for this wide receiver crew, Brandon Ayuk, Richie James, I mean, just go down the list here without George Kittle. I mean, this is a number of players on offense. Dante Pettis, I mean, it's just, you go over the number of players who are not going to be on the field right now for this team. No Kittle, no Deebo Samuel, no Mostert, no Coleman, no Jeff Wilson, no Jalen Hurd, no Tavon Austin. I mean, it's ridiculous. Brandon Ayuk, as I said, you know, Dante Pettis. I just don't know who is going to catch the football for Nick Mullins. So how are you putting a bet? How are you going to say Nick Mullins, his passing prop, is the best prop? I don't agree with this. Aaron Rodgers at 286 is the number. They're talking about the under for Aaron Rodgers in the projection on the prop bet cheat sheet is 265.5. I'm not betting against Aaron Rodgers, okay? I'm not doing that. But I did find something that I like, and it's Marquise Valdez-Scantling coming in here at 27.5 yards. This is at FanDuel. This is at William Hill. This is at a bunch of different places. The projection for him is 44.5 yards. That's 17 yards of value right there. I do think Valdez-Scantling has a big night, has a good night catching the football. You have him and Devontae Adams. I think Aaron Rodgers throws to him. I think this is going to be a tough day for that secondary for the for the 49ers. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, we're going over for 0.25 units. We're going over his receiving yards, 27.5. William Hill, FanDuel, I think BetMGM too has got this at 27.5 at the time of taping. Over Valdez-Scantling receiving yards for 0.25 units here for us on our two plays. So same game, one unit teaser, Packers to minus one in the under 54.5, and then Valdez-Scantling receiving yards over for 0.25 units in the NFL. All right, let's talk college football here, all right? We got two games going on right now. Let's first talk about the rivalry game between between Colorado State and Wyoming. I like this Wyoming team. I was on Wyoming against Hawaii. This is the game in which the line flipped dramatically. We had bet it at minus one. All the money came in on Hawaii, right? And it turned into a laugher. I think it was 31-7, the final score. I mean, Wyoming just dominated. I like this Wyoming defense a lot. But CSU played really poorly in their first game. And this is a weird rivalry game. Like, geography-wise, you have to go and look at where CSU is located and then look at Wyoming, and you're like, oh, God, this is a rivalry game. And it is, okay? And they play for the little boot, I think it's called, what they're playing for, which is like one of those games you're like, excuse me, what are you playing for? And, okay, I mean, I'm not someone who has followed a ton of Mountain West college football, but this is where we're at. It's the battle for the bronze boot. Excuse me, not the little boot. It's a battle for the bronze boot. So in rivalry games, when one team plays great defense, I tend to really look at the under quite aggressively. So CSU, again, didn't play great in their first game, and it's only one game. So it's hard to kind of make a huge stink and be like, oh my gosh, you can't play offense. But I mean, just from a total perspective, the first game on the road, Nevada gave up 37 points to Wyoming gave up 37 points to Nevada, and then they only gave up 7 points at home to Hawaii. So a huge jump from week one to week two for them, right? Fresno State scored 38 points on CSU, but if you watch the Wyoming game, their offense is not that good. Okay, their offense is not that great. So again, I think CSU can make some improvements here. I don't think they're going to want to get into a shootout. I think both teams will keep the game low scoring. In a rivalry game, I'm going to play the under 52 for a half a unit between Wyoming and Colorado State in Fort Collins. So I think the under is the play here. You never know about weather, too, that may pop up when it comes to, you know, Colorado and whatnot. So I'm going under Wyoming at CSU. We're going under 52 points for the first game in college. And then the second game, Utah State at Nevada. Speaking of Nevada, did you watch them play UNLV? Okay, I did because it's here and I'm in Vegas. I was really impressed. I mean, I was really impressed. Good quarterback, good receivers, good offense. I think Nevada is pretty good here. Utah State is not good. Utah State is 0-2 against the spread. They lost by 29 points in their opener to Boise. They lost by 31 points to San Diego State. They were catching 17 points against Boise. They were catching 8.5 points against San Diego State. They're 0-2 on the year, and now they're at Nevada, who won at home against Wyoming and on the road at UNLV. Nevada's got something cooking. Their offense is really good. Their defense is, you know, pretty nasty here. 17 is the line. Opened at 14, has been bet to 17. I'm okay, but this is the top of the market. All right, I wouldn't go higher than 17. So hopefully you find this at 17. But I'm going to lay the 17 points here for a half a unit on Nevada to cover that 17-point line at home against Utah State. I think they put up a big number here. I don't think Utah State scores all that much. I expect the Wolfpack to be running all over the place, big plays, big passing plays. I like Nevada to cover that 17-point line at home against Utah State. So our plays here today on a Daily Juice for a Thursday. Same game teaser. Packers minus one, under 54.5. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, his receiving prop, we're going over 27.5 yards for 0.25 units. So one unit on the teaser, 0.25 on the player prop. We're going with the minus 17 for Nevada for a half a unit and the under for CSU in Wyoming at 52 points under. We're going that game for a half a unit as well. So 2.25 units in play here today on a Thursday. My name is Matt Perrault. Let's hang out and watch games together on the bettingpros.com/chat, our Discord channel. Come hang out. Come be a part of it. Should be a lot of fun. Follow me on Twitter, at Sports Talk Matt, every single week. We got a lot of football this week. Friday, games tomorrow to talk about. We'll break them down again, more in action. So it's kind of a quiet week. And now Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. A lot of football to bet on coming up here for the rest of the week. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter, at Sports Talk Matt. It's the Daily Juice Podcast every morning on bettingpros.com, presented by BetMGM.